Isaiah chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose magnificent splendour is a fading flower which is in the best fertile valley, you who are impaired by wine. Behold, the Lord has what is strong and powerful, such as a deluge of hail, a destructive storm, such as a deluge of torrential water, causing flooding, which he sends down to earth with his hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, will be trodden underfoot, and the magnificent splendour, which is in the best fertile valley, will be a fading flower, like its early fruit before the summer, which, when the observer sees it, he swallows down while it is still in his hand. On that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of splendour, and a diadem of magnificence to the remainder of his people, and a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and a spirit of valour to them who repulse the assault on the gate. So these too have erred because of wine, and have gone astray because of liquor. Priest and prophet have erred because of liquor. They have been swallowed up by the wine. They have gone astray because of the liquor. They have erred in the vision. They have floundered in the administration of justice. For all the tables are full of vomit and excrement, without a clean space. To whom will he impart knowledge, and to whom will he disclose information? To those who have been weaned from milk, and who have grown out of breastfeeding. For it is commandment upon commandment, commandment upon commandment, rule upon rule, rule upon rule, a little here, a little there. For he will speak to this people in jabbering foreign speech, and in a different language. To this people to whom he said, "This is the rest, give the weary rest." And "This is the tranquility," but they were unwilling to hear. And the word of the Lord to them was commandment upon commandment, commandment upon commandment, rule upon rule, rule upon rule, a little here, a little there, so that they might proceed. But they staggered backwards, and were crippled, and ensnared, and caught. So then, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men, you rulers of this people who are in Jerusalem. For you have said, "We have made a covenant with death, and we have made a contract with the grave, that when the overwhelming scourge passes through, it will not come on us. For we have made the lie our refuge, and we have hidden in falsehood." This is why my Lord the Lord says, "Behold, I am about to lay as a foundation a stone in Zion, a stone for testing, a cornerstone, precious as a well-founded foundation, and he who believes in it will not blunder. And I will establish justice according to a straight line, and righteousness according to a plummet. And hail will sweep away the covering of the lie, and water will flush secrecy out. And your covenant with death will be abolished, and your contract with the grave will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, you will be an object for it to tread down. Every time when it passes through, it will take you, for morning by morning it will pass through, by day and by night. And it will be a shocking thing just to contemplate hearing about. For the bed will be too short to stretch oneself in, and the blanket too narrow to wrap oneself up in. For the Lord will arise as at Mount Perazim. He will be stirred up as in the valley of Gibeon, to carry out his business, his peculiar business, and to accomplish his work, his strange work. So now, don't behave like mockers, so that your fetters are not tightened. For I have heard of a conclusion from the Lord of hosts, which has been determined over all the earth. Listen and hear my voice. Attend and hear what I have to say. Does the ploughman plough all day in order to sow? Does he open up and harrow his ground? Does he not, when he has levelled its surface, scatter black caraway and strew cumin, and put wheat in a row, and is barley not marked off, and is spelt not sown in its allocated area? And there is one who instructs him in justice. His God teaches him. for black caraway is not threshed with a threshing board, nor is a wagon wheel turned on cumin, for black caraway is beaten with a stick, and cumin with a rod. Is flour ground fine? For he will not thresh away at it for ever, nor will he drive the wheel of his wagon, nor will his horsemen grind it fine. This too originates from the Lord of hosts. He has made a wonderful decision. He has shown magnificent sound wisdom.